This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. We've got a big surprise for YouTuber Mikey Mix TV. He does reaction videos on the internet. He did one for Dua Lipa. Also, more evidence that we are, in fact, running out of music. And it's Bumbleo Wednesday. Scott Mills here. Oh, it's Bumbleo Wednesday. So why don't you get in early and let me know what you'd like in the Bumbleo gap today? Anything from the show? Something old, something recent? It can be anything. As long as it made you laugh. 81199, let me know now.
I'm well up for bumbleing today, Scott.
Sure, me too. We'll do it after two.
Just have a nice little dance, won't we?
Yes, we will. To celebrate midweek.
Bumbleo Wednesday.
That's right.
I've got some great news for you, by the way.
Okay, what is it?
I saw this thing on Twitter and you're going to love it. I think it won't anger you as such. Oh no, don't worry, it's not what you're thinking.
Okay.
Well, this is amazing, right? So a nightclub in Portsmouth has got this PA happening.
Okay.
And it's really good. You know, we've talked about this before, where quite random people have ended up doing PAs, and it's, you kind of wonder what must happen with it.
Yeah.
Do you remember when White D...
I was going to say White D off Benefit Street had a few DJ gigs for a while, didn't
yes,
she?
Yes, yeah.
And also, was it... who's the lady from EastEnders? Big Mo.
She
did a couple of DJ
did
sets
she?
As well. Yeah, I think she did.
Wow.
Yeah.
This one's a great one. You're going to love it. And I want you to try and work out what's going to happen at this PA.
Okay.
So
is it a DJ set or PA?
I don't know. Could be DJ set, could be PA.
Okay.
In Portsmouth, at a club there, Tiger Tiger, it is the Beast from The Chase. You know, the massive guy.
You're joking.
No. And you've experienced the Beast, haven't you?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, sorry, that sounds weird.
What do you mean?
When you were on The Chase, didn't you have the Beast?
I didn't have the Beast.
Oh, I thought you did have the Beast.
No, I had Governess.
Oh, you had the Governess.
Because she'd been on the show before.
So explain to me what happens when the Beast turns up at your local nightclub.
Hello, everyone. I'm the Beast.
But like,
and then what?
So does he do The Chase?
Well, I reckon what they'll do... Well, do you reckon they play The Chase live? I mean, that's quite good.
But you're not going to have a quiz show during a night... out, are you? That
would
be odd.
The music would stop, and that'd be weird.
The music would have to stop. He'd be asking you questions. Or do they do something slightly...
Do you reckon he comes out in silhouette, like on the show?
Well, maybe he just chases you. I don't know. Like, yeah. I don't know what's... If someone can explain what's going on.
Yeah, what happens at a Beast PA? If you've seen one before, can you let us know? Because imagine he just goes, hello, everyone, I'm the Beast. And then from there, I don't really know what.
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Neil.
Hello.
Tell me about the Beast.
He was my school teacher for GCSE maths.
No.
He was a maths teacher, the Beast.
Yeah, proper maths teacher for my GCSEs and everything.
Where was this?
There's a Caldecott Comprehensive School down in South Wales, Newport.
Wow.
So were you ever told off by the Beast?
Several times, apparently, but I'll never confirm that in a court of law.
No.
Right. Okay, so obviously you don't know what he does at a PA at a nightclub, do you? But...
No, well, I'm sure he'll throw in the odd test. He used to love doing things like that. But he was one of the cool teachers. Everyone seemed to like him.
Maybe it's like selfies and an equation or something, just straight up maths.
Well, Dan in Cornwall says maybe he's on the door and offers you three different admission prices based on your general knowledge.
That'd be a good plan.
Also, I'm hearing that the Cineman does stand-up.
I didn't know they had all this stuff going on the side.
Right.
Oh, look, someone says the Beast has done this before in the Box nightclub in Belfast. Looked like he wanted to be anywhere but there. He watched two members from the audience answer questions.
Harry's been on. He was at a pub quiz at his local pub reopening, and Harry won a Kindle. Incredible.
Dean from Norwich says, I think the Beast just turns up and has it large, downs about 20 pints and ends the night with his shirt off and tie around his head.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, Miss Love Island last night, and you were saying that this was the one I needed to watch.
Yeah, well, it was the lie detector one last night, which was always going to be good.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give anything away if you haven't seen it. But everyone expected Liv on Love Island to really come out badly on this thing.
Right.
Because I think people are sort of not liking her so much. Whereas the polar bear, Chris, do you remember very early on in the series, laid into him.
Yeah, you did.
I think he's all right.
Right.
So what do I do in this instance? Apologise?
Yeah, I think you probably do. But maybe say, like, at the start of the series, mate, I got you all wrong.
I said he was one of the most terrible people I've ever seen.
Yeah, you did.
And now I honestly think he seems all right.
Hang on, didn't someone tweet
you from his account. Obviously, he can't tweet, can he?
Yeah.
Because he's in there. But like someone maybe...
Well, I think his friends and family.
Yeah, his friends running the account. What did they say?
Well, actually, they were okay with me. They just said he's not the cleverest person, so he will say the odd thing wrong. But I think that's the thing. If you've been watching the series over time, you grow to like some of the characters that you maybe didn't at the start.
What's Marcel saying?
Yeah, he's cool.
Is he going to win?
Well, I don't, because you've got to win as a couple, haven't
right,
you?
Yeah.
So it's about what's the best couple. But I don't know. Last night's lie detector, Scott. Gabby didn't come out of it too well.
Okay. I need to catch up. We need to get some of these people on, I think, as soon as they're back from the Love Island.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Chris, more evidence that we are, in fact, running out of music.
Yeah, and it's a huge problem here at Radio 1, potentially, isn't it? If we do run out of new music, well, we can't play any more new music. That'll be the situation.
And then that's probably the end.
Maybe. But yeah. Do you know what's great? Loads of people spot these and then message into the show saying, God, this song sounds very, very similar to this other song.
We'd like to point out, if any lawyers are listening, not exactly the same. Mm. There are just some resemblances.
Yeah, and the theory is, you know, at some point, we're going to run out of combinations of musical notes, so every song will sound like a song that there has been. I think we're starting to see signs of that, Scott.
Well, we've done this as quite a long-running series now, and I think you're right, it's increasing.
So shall we begin?
Let's begin.
Okay, to kick things off, George Ezra.
No, I don't think about
it. Don't matter now.
Yeah, tune.
It don't matter now.
Sounds like... Oh.
It's an old song by Len.
Oh.
Called Steal My Sunshine. I can kind of hear that one.
Yeah.
It's just the early signs. You ready for another?
Okay.
Okay, the XX, I Dare You. It's this bit here. Sounds like this.
Oh. Oh, no.
Kings of Leon, you somebody. You know, just this bit, like, whoa.
Yeah, okay.
You get the idea.
I get it, yeah. Oh, they're going to be disappointed with that.
Now, we really had to do some research on the next one. Like, really go back in time. I had to ask grandparents about the song that this new song that I really like sounds like.
Sure.
You ready?
You've never heard the old one, no?
Never.
Right.
This is Calvin Harris, Katy Perry, Feels, obviously Pharrell as well.
Mm, Big Sean.
It sounds like this old song. This is Earth, Wind and Fire.
Right.
Let's Groove.
Right. Not really. Not really.
Mm.
Surely it's like... Because it is quite a disco sound, that Calvin Harris thing, so...
I've got more.
Okay, I don't think I'm letting you have that one. More after this.
BBC Radio 1.
Fears once again that we are, in fact, running out of music. Chris, more evidence, please.
Okay, we go again. Are you ready?
Yes.
This song from Ray. Tune.
I like this.
It's called The Line.
Yeah. Oh, no. What does this sound
like?
It
sounds like this.
Oh.
Someone emailed this one in.
Yeah, just a sped up version of Phil Collins.
I mean, it is sort of there. That's Ray and Phil Collins. Now, this next one is outrageous. Oh, I shouldn't say that in case the lawyers are listening.
Yeah.
But we said it. It's the second we heard this song by Jax Jones, we said, oh my word, it sounds very, very similar.
It's going to happen. There's only a certain amount of chords and notes that can be done. And we probably are running out.
But Jax Jones must have realised it sounds just like... just like the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah. It's even got the same disco whistles.
And the slam it to the left line.
No.
It is. Well,
yeah, no, it's not the same.
Very similar.
Not the same.
Next one, last one we're going to do today is my absolute favourite we've done in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Selena Gomez has featured on this Running Out of Music feature that we do before. Mm-hmm. The new song, Bad Liar,
yes,
sounds very, very similar to a famous song by Chef.
Chef!
Wait for it. Face. Oh, wait,
that's someone else. Two tablespoons of cinnamon. And two or three egg whites. Trying to play a chord, trying to make it disappear. Oh. But just like the Battle of Troy, there's nothing subtle here. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown.
Yes,
if you need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth.
Ooh!
Suck on my tongue with salted balls.
Oh, Selena.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Can you remember how Bumbleo Wednesday started? Because I can't.
Why was it?
Exactly. We all just accept it now. It's just a given. But, like, why do we play an exotic-sounding Spanish song by the Gypsy Kings every Wednesday and put some of the best bits of the show in it?
It started, I think, just because we happened to play the music and we were like, oh, this sounds quite good, given that it's hump day, given that it's Wednesday, you know. It's quite a nice song to play halfway through the week. I think that's kind of how it started.
Right.
Then before you know it, we've got this big, long gap where we're playing clips and these things develop.
Yeah, okay. So let us know where you are bumbling today, please. Have a little midweek dance, treat yourself, and text me on 81199. Or you can tweet at BBCR1. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm not.
All right.
Okay, ready. Worth the money.
That's why I get paid the big bucks.
Starting with Ollie Mers from earlier in the week.
People throw knickers at you, right?
A little bit.
Now, do you ever take those home with you?
No, obviously not. That would be really creepy.
But what happens to them then?
They throw them on stage. I sort of looked at them and I think, oh, they're nice. Okay. I mean, not sure they're going to fit me.
It's just funny being you, isn't it?
And then I just kind of push them to the side and enjoy the rest of the show.
Where's the governess? No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
Bad School Orchestra. Oh. Actually happened at a school.
This is hideous.
Oh, it's me.
Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído. Párate que cuento si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desanarte voces despacito. Firma las paredes de tu laberinto. Y haces de tu cuerpo todo manuscrito.
Oh, that was good on it.
This is constant.
A horse for one, Vin.
Oh, lovely pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are.
From the Owl and the Pussycat there.
Bambolea, bambolea. Porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Come on, then.
Bambolea, bambolea.
It's Wednesday, treat yourself, have a dance. We've made it halfway through the week. Mike in Doncaster is valeting cars to Bumbleo Wednesday. Speedy Tony is bumbling in Membry Services. Quite a good service is that, as it goes. Dan is stuck on the M4 but still loving life. Mike in Norwich is having a little dance and wants to borrow a fiver. Oh, hang on, I'm refreshing everyone. Oh, why do it in the middle of Bumbleo, please?
Bumbleo.
Have you got any? Because my screen's frozen.
Yeah. Hello, Matt and Meg. They're enjoying hump day, bumbleoing away in Santorini. Very nice. Sarah and Brody bumbling to Glasgow Airport. They're on their way to pick up Callum.
Okay. Yep, still loading messages.
Yeah, no worries, I'll just carry on.
Yeah, you carry on, babes.
Jack bumbling his way around the office in Farlingdon. Bumbling Wednesday.
You're on your own, babe. I've got nothing.
Okay. Okay, well, it's not like it's your job.
Well, if it's saying loading messages and it's like got an egg timer, what am I supposed to do?
Today of all days, man. Shout out to Annika, currently dancing on her balcony right now, bumbling hard. Hello, Amanda, bumbling her desk in Nashville in the US.
This computer hates me.
40 of those.
Yeah. Carry on.
Here we go. Spence and H bumbling in Barbados by the pool.
Sorry, unable to get messages. Please try refreshing. I am!
Neil bumbling hard in a warehouse right now.
Okay, I've got another screen. It's all good, babes. Hello, Michael, who enjoyed Chef's chocolate salty balls earlier. Charlotte and Nathan in the car bumbling from a few days in Yorkshire. Ollie in the tractor in Devon and Andrew the butcher loving the show and bumbling his meat hammer off. That's definitely one. That went well.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
You look a bit annoyed, Chris. You okay?
What's up?
You look a bit annoyed.
Just having a mare with lunch, basically.
Now, as I walked in there, did I see you writing a little letter of complaint?
Well, you very kindly have bought people lunch today. Very, very generous of you.
Thank you.
Now, something happened with that order, so I suspected your card might have been declined, funnily enough.
Okay.
So it hasn't arrived. So I've then had to try and reorder.
Yeah.
And
so you've ordered twice. You've ordered that twice on my card, have you?
No, because I think the first time the card didn't work. So we're trying to work out what's going on with this order, but I think they just either haven't delivered it or there's a problem with your payment.
Right. And have you...
Which is mad.
Have you written a letter of complaint?
Yes, I'm currently writing an email of complaint to find out what's going on.
Okay, tell me the highlights. What's in that?
Well, the highlights are I'm trying to write this like I'm a reporter on Rogue Traders.
Right.
I'm trying to use all the formal terminology, break it down in a very simple way and say, come on, hungry.
Terminology like what?
Words like due to the nature of, do you know what I mean? I've said due to the nature of our work, this has been a great inconvenience.
All right.
We're just hungry, man.
Someone thinks they're a lawyer.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what we need to do more of on the show? We won't mention the companies, but we need to do more letters of complaint because I've just read your one and it's absolute lol. You'll regret that tomorrow. You really regret that tomorrow.
I'm hangry.
I know. Emails of complaint are amazing. Just heard a great story from our producer about somebody that really had a rant about the pork jambalaya once in... certain lunch place. And there's my friend Adam. Do you remember who recently complained after a couple of drinks about how the McFlurries are advertised on the board at night, but you just can't get one? If you've got any good ones, let me know, please, because like the next day, they do look ridiculous.
Great idea. CC us in any letters of complaint that you send to any companies.
Yeah. Send them, please, because especially if you're now cringing at it, that would be awesome.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm in London.
Okay, but not for long because you're cabin crew, so you're flying somewhere later. Anywhere glamorous?
Yeah, not today, unfortunately. Just Edinburgh and back. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but, you know, it's just Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah, I love Edinburgh, though.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, okay. So what airline is this, please?
The real name or the disguise name?
You can do the disguise name.
British Airways.
Right, really well disguised there, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was quite good.
Okay, so you're the cabin crew, are you? Or one of them?
Yeah, I'm cabin manager.
Thing is, do you have aspirations to be pilot? Because you've already got pilot voice.
I do, actually. I'm slowly training to become a pilot in my own time,
knew it.
Yeah.
You've got the voice, mate. You've got that reassuring voice. Like, if we were going down, you would reassure me.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'd be all over it.
Jamie, can I ask you, have you ever done the crop duster? Don't worry, it's not an Urban Dictionary thing. It's when you've got a particularly annoying passenger, and as you walk past, we had cabin crew on saying this before, so it is a thing. As you walk past the annoying passenger, you do a little fart and then carry on walking, leaving them just with the aroma there.
Well, I wouldn't possibly want to admit it, but I'm sure the last time you had someone on discussing it, if you do it kind of close to a child or an infant, it really disguises it quite well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that you would ever do that on British Airways.
No, absolutely not.
No, I know, I understand, because cabin manager. Okay, here's absolutely what I've not got for you today. See if you like my choice, which is this. Is this your thing? Is this your thing?
Honestly, no.
Okay. it's a good
You're
choice.
You're bonding so well before.
It's a good meaty choice from Fallout Boy. This ain't a scene.
Okay, well, I'm sort of intrigued to know what is your type then, Jamie, so I'll try and tickle you with this one. Black Eyed Peas. He's not making any noises, boom, boom, pow. They normally make a little noise if they like it.
Yeah, what are you saying about this? He hates both of them. He hates both,
mate.
Right. I'm going to have to go with Chris, I think, today.
Knew it. Boom, gotta get boom, boom, gotta get boom, 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 gotta get boom.
Oh, you're so 2000 and late. Oh, that was Boom Boom Pow by Black Eyed Peas.
And that makes it 2-1 to me, of course, which is good. Yes.
What kind of cactus chooses that over Fallout Boy?
Well, that cabin crew cactus, that's who.
Cabin crew manager, thank you.
Sorry.
Cabin manager.
Scott Mills. This is
BBC
Radio.
My tune of the week is Dua Lipa and New Rules, which is sounding amazing. You guys love it, but we found someone that loves it even more on YouTube. His name is Mikey Mix, and he's done a great reaction video to the video for Dua Lipa's song. We told you the video is loads of girls looking fabulous in a hotel room, including Dua herself. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have seen it. And there's also this amazing moment where she walks on water. Looks awesome.
So on Mikey's channel, Mikey Mix TV, he did a reaction and invented a new nickname for Dua.
Yes, walk on water. Hashtag female Jesus.
He's on the line now. Hi, Mikey.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Now, we need to stop this because we mentioned you yesterday on the show and you've now done a reaction video to us mentioning you on the show. And
I have.
Very excited, weren't you?
Oh, God, yeah, I'm still shook.
Still shook? You've basically done a reaction video to us reacting to your reaction video.
Yeah, this needs to stop
at
some point.
#reaction.
Hashtag what?
#reaction.
Do you hashtag everything? I get the impression you do.
I hashtag everything.
You're catching the hashtag bus?
I am the hashtag bus.
So, you didn't really know Dua Lipa before, did you?
I knew of her, but I wasn't a massive fan. But now I'm more of a fan than I was.
So, you're kind of a new fan. I doubt you've got the album yet, right?
No, but I am actually going to be reacting to the album very soon.
Oh, hashtag reaction.
Do you do a lot of these reaction videos?
I do about 3 a day.
A day?
A day.
That's a fair amount.
What are the other recent ones you've done then?
I did the Doctor Who reaction. It's the new Doctor. That's done very, very well. I've done a lot of Katy Perry. Oh,
so you look for topical things as well, stuff that might have happened in the news, and then you react to it.
Yeah.
Your reactions are very sweet, though.
Oh, thank you.
Your reactions, they're quite over the top. Going back to the Dua Lipa video, you got very excited about it.
Oh, God, yeah, especially the whole female Jesus thing.
Yeah, well, you've given her an amazing new nickname, hashtag female Jesus.
When I get big enough on YouTube, I'm going to make merch. I'm going to put that on a hat.
Yeah, make that merch.
Hashtag female Jesus.
Yes, I can imagine merch is probably the next step.
Not yet. I mean, I've only got 107 subscribers.
Oh.
But
they all love it.
Day, they all love me.
So you've given Dua this new nickname, hashtag female Jesus.
Yeah.
How would you react if she ever, like, noticed you and kind of got in touch?
I don't know. I'd probably die.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell her? Because she's on the other line now. Hi.
Wait, what? Hi. Oh, my God.
Hi, Mikey. You all right, babe?
No, this isn't happening. You're not your believer.
No, I am.
Oh, my God.
And I've seen your video as well.
You've seen my video?
No, I really liked it. I really liked it.
My
favourite part was the beginning when you're like, I'm not really a fan of Dua Lipa. I'm not really a fan of music. And by the end of it,
you've converted me to like that video slayed my existence.
I just slayed your existence.
Okay. We can hashtag slay my existence.
Stop hashtagging everything, Mikey.
No, hashtags are like currency to me. I feed off hashtags.
Yeah. Are you hashtag shook at the moment?
I'm very shook right now. Like, I can't believe Dua Lipa is on the other line.
I'm like, you're not Dua Lipa. No, I am.
Dua, how does it feel to be the hashtag female Jesus?
Do you know what? I'm going to wear that hashtag with pride. I think it's crazy.
I mean, it is impressive that you walk on water like that.
Right, and in heels, don't forget.
Right, exactly. It's a good video. You've got a new fan.
She has? Oh, my God. I can't believe this is happening right now. Like, I'm on the phone with Dua Lipa.
Gio, by the way, the new track is going down so well. It's my tune of the week. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for making it your tune of the week.
Not at all.
I feel so lucky and I feel so grateful. Thank you so much.
No worries. And maybe Mikey can come up with some ideas for the next video.
I've got so many ideas for Dua Lipa videos.
Have you? Go on,
give us a few hashtags.
Go. I'm there.
Of course you are.
And we're doing a reaction video together.
Well, so her new video for her next track is a reaction video. No, Mikey, no.
I can't have a reaction video and sing my song at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can, Dua. Come on.
I don't think it works.
Hashtag Slade. Right, listen, Dua, thank you so much. We're going to play the track
now. Thank you for having me.
Come see us soon. Thank you.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Bye. Mikey.
That did not happen. That was a dream.
Well, I know that in a couple of hours you'll put it on YouTube anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a reaction to the reaction to the reaction to the reaction.
Yeah, it's making my head fizz a bit. Anyway, has that made your life, hashtag shook?
It's made my existence, hashtag shook.
Okay. Right, listen, we'll speak to you soon. I look forward to seeing the next reaction video. Love you, bye!
Hashtag love you, bye.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, wow. You know, Mikey Mix TV, who we had on earlier, spoke to Dua Lipa after doing a reaction video to her video for New Rules. He's just replied to Dua Lipa in capitals. Thank you so much for watching my video, Queen. And thank you so much for chatting to me on Radio 1. I'm still hashtag shook, hashtag female Jesus. He is amazing. A small YouTuber right now, but what do you reckon, Chris? Fame beckoning?
Potential.
Potentially, I think.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 and at 1:45 on Inyo Bingo. It's The Vamps. Scott Mills.